And this is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. A man from Jonesville, George Thomas Jr., has been arrested after the body of Tia Renee Wiley Adams was allegedly found at his residence. Adams was reported missing October 13th and suspected to be the victim of a homicide. Thomas has been initially charged with aggravated battery, but later was arrested for second-degree murder. The investigation is ongoing, and the Catahoula Parish Sheriff's Office says there could still be arrest. The Jonesville Police Department and the Catahoula Sheriff's Department were involved in that case. Also, Superintendent Brent Vedrine of the Monroe City School Board has been placed on administrative leave for 3 months. The board received a preliminary report from investigators that raised concerns. They say an investigation is ongoing and no final conclusions have been made. One board member requested that the public refrain from speculating until the investigation is complete. It's unclear what will happen next after the House Transportation Committee has voted against a plan for a new $2.1 billion I-10 Calcasieu River Bridge. Sulphur Representative Les Farnham questioned that high price tag.
It's not the Mississippi River, guys. It's the Calcasieu River. I mean, you can swim across it, for God's sake. And it's not the major undertaking that is portrayed to be.
The State Department of Transportation needed approval from lawmakers to enter a public-private partnership that would lead to construction of the new bridge. $800 million in federal and state dollars would go towards construction cost, and tolls would pay for the rest of the bridge. Farnham says tolls are only used in the United States when you're building a new highway.
They want to come build us a loop around the existing bridge to ease the traffic. I'm all for it if they're going to build it all with a toll. I'm not against tolls. There's a place for them, and this is not the place.
Lake Charles Representative Wilford Carter urged the committee to vote for the plan because he's concerned if they do not, a new bridge will never be built.
This bridge is going to be out of service in short order if we don't do anything about it. Yes, they're talking about making some repairs, but we need a new bridge, a state-of-the-art bridge, an 8-lane bridge, a bridge going to serve the southern part of the country.
The Calcasieu River Bridge was constructed in 1952, and bridges built in the 50s were only expected to last about 50 years. Carter says a new bridge can also spur economic development for Lake Charles.
When business out throughout the country see you invest $2 billion in your infrastructure, they look at that to whether or not they're going to locate. And I think it's going to make a big, big difference in terms of development of that area.
DOTD Secretary Eric Calavota says their only other options are including rehabbing the current bridge, but he's concerned by the non-approval of the public-private partnership. He says the state has now lost out on a $150 million federal grant.